brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us. It is Tuesday, the 10th day of July, 2012. Coming up in the second hour, we are going to be joined by Rosalind Peters, who's done a lot of deep research into weather modification. And I thought to get her on late last week when I saw the report out of the Hill newspaper, Napolitano, on weird weather and climate change. There's a pattern here, and their answer is pay Al Gore and the global government a bunch of money, and they will basically take care of everything for us then. But meanwhile, there is massive sustained weather modification going on all over the world on record. Most of it's classified, but the fact that it is going on is declassified. Just the details are classified, so she's going to be joining us coming up in the second hour, and we'll also open the phones up then. We're going to open the phones up during this hour as well. I have been planning to go to Colorado to report on the road and check out the United States before the federal checkpoints completely shut it down and enemies of the global government like myself won't be able to travel anymore under the no-travel system they're openly announcing. I mean, I'm not kidding. That's where all this is going. But then the little RV we have, little as a joke, turbo on the, that sounds fancy, but all those big buses have turbos on their diesel, blew up. It's an old bus. And so I didn't go, but that's why Mike Adams was sitting in yesterday because I was going to be on the road that day, give me a chance to get all the way to Colorado. But I want to thank him for sitting in and doing a fabulous job. We are, again, going to be here for the next 3 hours today, and more I realize that I'm just in information overload, as I know you are as well. I mean, I just read all this news and information and track it and follow it and then want to talk about each little piece of it and then only get to a fraction of it, and that's what's allowing tyranny to continue to spread its black wings over human society. Is because so much is happening and things are moving so quick, and this foundation of corruption has been built to such a point that this tyranny is just being poured out like a vial of acid onto us. We've just got to be here pointing out to people why this is happening. And really, it hit me this morning again. I've made this point a lot, but it really hit me that much stronger. That this is premeditated. This is an organized, scientific takeover. And that's why the system doesn't care if we all wake up. That's why they don't care what we do. They're going ahead with it. And I just want people serving the system who are compartmentalized cogs to understand the future being developed, the future being established is a future without about 99% of us. Now, that's only in a few globalist documents that they plan to kill 99%. Most of the documents are 80% or 90%, and that's the debate they have. But I just want to tell all the professors and camp followers and fellow travelers that go along with all this that you're going to be killed as well. Now people like Dr. Pianca at UT, who calls for airborne Ebola to be released to kill 90% of us, he says he understands that he and his family are going to die, and he's sad about it, but it needs to happen. And he turns out people out of the biology department who send me threatening emails, and I go look them up and find out they're, you know, over bioweapons development, saying, of course, humans are a parasite, and you know we'd be better off without any humans, and you know the doctor only wants to kill 90%. We should probably kill everyone. And then you go look the person up, they're in a white lab coat, bragging about how they work in bioweapons development. Now, these are the type of big issues we're talking about. We're going to come back, get into all of it. It's very important. TSA is now savagely attacking deaf people. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, my friends, the 10th day of July, 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we are going to be here for the next 3 hours today. We're going to take a deep look at ongoing declassified weather modification going on globally and being used as weather weapons against populations across the world with Rosalind Peterson of California Skywatch. Always informative, and it ties into the drones, ties into massive whale and other marine mammal beachings all over the world. With the new super high-power sonar systems as well. Very important information coming up. You know, where do you start? I've probably got 200 articles here in front of me, each one more insane than the last. I just want to get this out here right now to everybody listening, because we have a lot of new listeners every day that tune in, but also longtime listeners, because this hit me, you know, right between the eyes psychologically of this morning. It just really hit me that we've been very accurate about our analysis of the world government and their end game, and that it is totally premeditated, everything you see unfolding right now at a global level by the banking crime syndicates, and that they are waging war against society and want to implode the world economy. And that is literally in thousands of their statements and documents. But when you consciously understand that, and you consciously realize that all of the big pharma were set up by eugenicists in the last 150 years, the people that created Hitler, just to give you an idea of who they are, and that they designed the new drugs to hurt you and kill you as part of a system to profit while they get rid of you, and that they block good, inexpensive drugs from being legalized, and that it is premeditated, complete evil. I was just thinking about this. In the last 4 days, it's come out that the drug company, GlaxoSmithKline, knowingly put out an asthma drug that did not help you and, in fact, made asthma worse and is linked to killing a bunch of people. And they've made $7.8 billion in 1 year off of it, $13.4 billion globally, and they're estimated to make even more than that in the future. $13.4 billion in just international sales by 2020. But they had blockbuster sales of $7.8 billion in 2010, and that they knew it was a death sentence. Now, in the 60s, they said stop giving oral polio vaccine to people, and that it was the law, it had to be destroyed. It's still given in the United States. See, that's what's incredible. It is in the Indian and African and European and even U.S. Medical publications that last year alone, 47,500 plus children were paralyzed and many of them died. We're talking about kids dying over a few weeks as a virus eats their nerves and then not being able to breathe and dying. Doesn't feel too hot. Under the UN Bill and Melinda Gates polio vaccine program. No one's going to save them. No one's going to help them. And I get to go sit in a restaurant yesterday with my kids and watch cops strut around in there as they eat, bugging their eyes out at me. Fine. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. The country and the world is run by psychopath killers. Creepy, vicious, murderous nerds like Bill Gates and his wife that I have to sit there and look at, knowing full well what they're doing. And then I get to see all the little bureaucratic state henpecking and micromanaging and throwing the book at the public and all of this while I know, I don't think, I know in quadruplicate, triplicate on top of itself that they're murdering us and no one is standing against them and it's just getting more and more insane because the average person listening to this, who's a new listener, A, cannot believe it's really this bad, and B, even if they check it out, what do you do? Well, I guess you just die. I mean, we just watch society slowly die, and it becomes normal to have, you know, half your family with cancer and, you know, brain damage, and everybody just starts dying, and that's the way it is. And everybody goes out and has a little, you know, 10K jog. You know, for all the neurological disorders, or the breast cancer up 2,000+%, or the pediatric cancers. Yeah, because I've got all this news in front of me, but does any of it even matter? But they had a famous musician yesterday. In fact, I had it in the stack, but you guys print it for me again because I can't find it. Get groped. And there was a big deaf conference in Kentucky, and they were flying back out wearing their shirts from the deaf conference, you know, unable to hear. And the TSA started making fun of them, calling them names and stealing stuff out of their bags in front of them and then eating their candy out of one guy's bag and laughing at them. And people are like, well, that's an anomaly. No, it's not. That's what's meant to happen. That's what tyranny looks like. That's what we're going to go into. That's who the home inspectors are in Australia now. Exact type goons doing the same stuff. This is what it's like to be a slave. And everybody wants to be a slave. Well, you're going to get to be one on your way to being soft killed. So they implemented a market program back in 2010 to push a direct-to-consumer, kind of like in the 80s. In 81, they mailed out Prozac in samples in the mail, a psychotropic, hallucinogen-based chemical weapon that brain damages you, and they mailed out samples in the mail. Oh, but the police are going to have a checkpoint later today in your town. Just make sure you don't have any drugs. And you're supposed to, oh, yes, sir. I watched these cops yesterday when the waiter came over and thanked him and said, oh, sir. And they just ignored him like they did. It's just a citizen. It's a piece of trash. Cops didn't even act like they existed as they're sitting there eating, you know, like an hour-long lunch. And then I watched as they got up and ambled around. I watched as a family was walking up, and they all fearfully waited for the police to go out the door first. And the dad and the people of their kids were shaking in fear. I mean, get me out of this country. Just get me out of here. It's the whole world, though. I could go to third world countries. I could go to Mexico or North Korea and, you know, watch people and cops come stand up, you know, scared up against the wall. I don't even hate those police, by the way. I just know we're circling the drain. Just everywhere I go, I see the signs of it. And it tears my guts out. I mean, this is coming out every day or two now. And by the way, GlaxoSmithKline admits that they knew their asthma drug, Advair, actually caused asthma and killed people, including adrenal insufficiency, worsening of asthma, and death. Well, I mean, they knew that the Gardasil shot was killing people, didn't protect you from cervical cancer. Said it on the insert. They knew that the H1N1 was killing people. They knew that they were given the smallpox and anthrax shots, the trips. It killed thousands. They know. It's not for a greater good, though, like, well, statistically, this makes it better. They spread it. That's why polio is now spreading in Africa, Central Asia, Pakistan, subcontinent India. Because, I mean, it's admitted. They don't even deny they're causing it. And then now when they have outbreaks and it paralyzes people, they go, well, we don't call it polio, but it is polio. And it's a weaponized polio. I mean, I was thinking about knowingly. Bill Gates went over there to inject, but also give them oral. You can pull up Bill Gates gives children polio vaccine, and he gets this psycho look on his face while he's giving them the shot or putting it in their mouth. And I just thought, my God, how do you do that? Well, I mean, and he's, you know, dad's head of Planned Parenthood, globalist, eugenicist. He's on record. That's what his family comes out of. But because he dresses like a nerd and wears, you know, an Izod pullover sweater and acts real friendly, people like, oh, no, scary people look like a monster out of a movie. They don't look like Bill Gates. And he knows that. And they just go on and on, him and his witch wife. I got an article up at InfoWars.com right now. Depopulating the third world, UN sterilization camps in developing countries accelerating. And they just admit that the UN goes and pays the local government to arrest people and take them to these camps and sterilize them. And then if you tell a yuppie about it, they'll giggle and say, well, there are too many people. Don't you get it, moron. It's being done to use with the food and water. Don't you get it, you idiot. They plan to get everybody. This is so diabolical. Oh, but by the way, it's not just GlaxoSmithKline. Don't forget Merck vaccine fraud exposed by Merck virologists. Documents released in court where Merck knew that their vaccines were actually causing what they were supposedly treating, and that was a way to make more money. As it spread, that advertises it. They advertise it as 95% effective in the treatment of measles, but actually cause the outbreaks, and we've got all the documents. It just goes on. It's like Google says, don't be evil. Folks, they were set up by the foreign banks through their spy system, the NSA. We're conquered. 12 years ago, 13 years ago, 1999. Now they just admit they're spying on everything. And these companies make 10, 15, 20 billion. They pay $1 billion fine on the vaccine killing people, or a $1.3 billion fine on the asthma drug killing people knowingly. Bayer Pharmaceutical, 11 years shipping out factor VIII blood thickening systems with HIV and hepatitis in it. I mean, you talk about Jeffrey Dahmer is an angel compared to this. Literally. Literally. An angel compared to these people. And Bill Gates is now taking over the milk We're going to tell you about this. I mean, it's just, it's end of day stuff. It is Satan incarnate
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault. With 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
She was groped at the airport. Everyone gets to be groped. It's, again, it's the new sacrament, and now you get to be made fun of. Hey, that's my dad's or grandpa's ashes. Please don't. No, we got to open it. No. Dump them on the floor. Laugh at you. Rob your bags. Rape you in the parking lot. This is what TSA is. This is the federal, illegal, not bonded, not sworn, out of their jurisdiction, violating the Fourth Amendment. So, flying out of Louisville, Kentucky airport, there was a group of hearing impaired or deaf folks who'd been to a conference. This article's up at Infowars.com. TSA agents laugh at deaf man, call him effing deafy, steal his candy. And so first they make fun of him, then they pull out some candy in his bag, so you can't have this. We're a military base facility, USO. And they say it's for the troops and then laugh, because it's okay if you say it's for the troops, and then eat the candy in front of him. And Boing Boing's picked this up. There's also some other blogs that have the news, and it's par for the course. The New York Times has confirmed, one of their reporters has written, so since they're the New York Times, if they say it, it must be true, that what we reported on last week is confirmed. They are now yelling freeze at people. They just yell freeze to the entire line, and then if you move, everyone henpecks you and says you're supposed to freeze when they say, because the whole thing is basically an arrest scenario. That's what it is. The whole thing is, again, acclimating, and we also have a video, and Kurt's doing a blurb on it right now, up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, of the TSA marching around with checkpoints in Chicago. But again, they're not actually going to stop the gangbangers with all the guns killing people. Guns are banned, so the criminals all move there because they don't follow the law to feed on citizens that do. And no. They're just searching people randomly, business travelers, again, to acclimate you that you have no rights. Here it is. TSA agents laugh at deaf man, call him bleeping deafy, steal his candy. You're dumb deafies anyway, so no one will believe you. And we've talked to TSA whistleblowers here. It's been confirmed as well. They do hire criminals. That's mainstream news. And when they hire them, it's all a big joke now. It's like, ooh, she's good looking. Watch this. If you're into women, or if the guy's into men, it's watch this. And if it's a movie star, women come over. The TSA agents, they ask for autographs. So they ask for naked body scan images to be signed. That's come out, and it's just it's a celebration of abuse, and that's what tyranny is. It's all the people that are into that get hired by the criminal oligarchs. It happened in Russia, in China, in Nazi Germany, in Fidel's Cuba. I got somebody working for me that lived in Venezuela under Chavez. That's exactly what it's like. They show up at your business and say, you can still work here and get a small paycheck if you want, but the state owns it now, and we're putting these bureaucrats' families in here to run this. And by the way, we'll arrest you if you don't keep this running for us and just basically give us the money. It's just like when the mafia would show up at your grocery store or your cleaners or wherever, 60, 70, 80, 100 years ago in New York or someplace, or New Jersey, places where folks would put up with it culturally. And they'd come to them and say, you're going to pay me 20% of everything you make, and to make sure you do, you're going to hire my buddy here. He's not going to do any work, but he's going to sit behind the counter, and he's going to watch everything you're doing. You're going to pay him, too. And then a few months later, if you put up with that, they go, oh, you're going to hire some more people. And then you know what? We're going to kill your daughter and kill your wife if you don't go sign some debts with the bank and give us the money. Because you know what? We've learned you'll put up with this. And see, that's what government's doing now. It's saying, we're going to have the government enforce the IRS on you. And they're going to collect money and pay it to foreign banks. And they're going to enforce the health care on you. And we're going to cut the care you get as well, written by the insurance companies. And we're going to increase your property taxes. We're going to increase your business taxes, your franchise taxes. And we're going to come in and have environmental inspectors. And you meet these people, and it's like TSA agents. They've got a crazed look. They love the fact if you get scared. Like this morning, I got physically angry remembering the footage of my guys in Kansas City at a city park a half mile from the Federal Reserve, and security guards come up with guns as my guys are getting a time-lapse shot and said, leave, or we're going to shoot you. You know, they had their hand, and our guys said, but you're security guards. You're not even... And they said, well, do it. And, I told the guys not to get arrested, so they complied with the false order. But you know what? You'd be in your rights to have a firearm and defend yourself. Those people are terrorists.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to throw out some more of the headlines and globalist outrages that are taking place. Then we're going to take your phone calls ahead of our guests joining us to break down weather modification as the governing class takes our energy, our tax money, our inventions, puts them behind a wall of national security, and builds weapon systems, you name it, against us. And then hires just an army of absolute scum and filth to feed on us. TSA agents laughed at Deaf Man, call him effing deafy, steal his candy. Again, the man was part of a conference of deaf folks, hearing impaired coming back, so they knew who they were, with their conference T-shirts, and because they were signing, they could read. Obviously, lips, and blogger for Tea and Theater was traveling back home, having attended a week-long conference for deaf people in Louisville. His T-shirt, part of a promotional material for the conference, clearly identified him as being deaf. As soon as he approached airport security, big government is what's insecure, the TSA officers, they're not officers, began laughing at the man. Welcome to North Korea. They went through my bag for no reason and found a couple of bags of candy I brought. I was told I wasn't allowed to fly with that. I've flown with food before. They were even sealed, and it went on. You don't make excuses, slave. I was then asked if I would like to donate the candy to the USO. It's for the troops. since I know the airport there has a Air National Guard base, I figured it would go to the soldiers. So he said, sure. Oh, well, the fun. See, now you, that they were testing you to see if they could have some fun. Because cowards want to make sure you're a coward so they can have some safe fun. Things would have gotten real loud at that point with me. The guards, as I was getting scanned, that's right, radiated, and getting your naked body scanned, why not do more, started eating the candy they just told me was for the soldiers in front of me. Well, that's the whole point. Still laughing at me very clearly now. One of them asked why they were laughing. And one of them came up to me, pointed at my shirt, and laughed at me and said, effing Deffy, the Louisville TSA called me a effing Deffy and laughed at me because I was deaf, and they expected wouldn't say anything back or wouldn't hear them. Make no bones about it. She was facing me, and I read her lips. There was no mistake. I would later find out that they had called at least four other individuals the same thing. Yeah, you get a bunch of deaf folks who on average have higher IQs than average folks, you idiot TSA maggots. And then, I mean, this is the essence of North Korea, the essence of Mexican corruption. They wouldn't even act like this in Mexico, by the way. The essence of everything disgusting. The essence of Nazi Germany tyranny, Russian communist tyranny. I mean, this is it. And I'm just amazed by how trashy this country's gotten in many sectors. And how those of us that are wholesome and aren't degenerate, we're the enemy. And it just goes on with the hiring of criminals, dumping over jars, dumping them out, and laughing at people with their families' ashes. They're not going to stop. This is the fun. You know, I told you what happened probably, it was in 2006, and I was flying back from Los Angeles. And again, I'd just been at the hotel, just showered, just put fresh socks, shoes on. Because if anything, I've got good hygiene. And I'm driving through, and they say, take your shoes off. I'm going through, walking through all the athlete's foot, all of it. Talk about a sanitization problem. Talk about a biohazard. And these guys start laughing at me going, oh, look at Mr. Stinky Feet. And it was so infantile, so childlike, I kind of halfway smiled at the guys. And they looked at me and started being real aggressive, going, Mr. Stinky Feet. Oh, he doesn't like us saying we have stinky feet. And I didn't even really get mad. I was shocked by how pathetic and weak and worm-like these people were. And I was like, wow. I was, wow. And then they looked away and walked off. Because I guess they wanted me to get upset and feel humiliated. That would feed their vampiric power. It wasn't that. It was more how pathetic they were and more shock. And they read that and scurried off. But imagine, they've got those little kids in there every day. You've seen the videos, the photos. They get scared. They yell at the parents, stand back, grab the 2-3-year-old, cry and drag them off. There's a hardcore psychic vampire feeding going on right there. Well, that kid's scared, being pedo-trained. By the pedo enforcers. I mean, it's a pedo feeding frenzy. And again, the humiliations are just going to get worse. I mean, this is the bottom falling out. Because, hey, 50-plus million babies that have been chopped up, nobody was there to save them. Nobody was there to say they were a human. So they're going to drag your 4-year-old off and molest them. They're going to grab your wife's breast. They're going to put you in a microwave oven. They're going to steal your candy. They're going to take a 2-ounce bottle of shampoo when I was in Billings and start screaming at women who kept the shampoos saying this is illegal and all this stuff when it was actually, what was it, 3 or 4 ounces. And they knew full well it was about sacks of pus that live to dominate and bully people. And that's hard work, bullying people. It's hard work doing that. Only the lowest life forms enjoy things like that. And I now digress. It's just that this is only a small manifestation. You're going to say children aren't children in the womb? Well, you know what then? Why not kill children up to age 3? Guys, type it in. Bioethicist Journal calls for killing children up to age 3 who are even healthy. Kill the old. You're now hearing it. You're now hearing them go, well, yeah, you're not going to get eye surgery when you're over 60. You don't deserve that. We all pay into it, those old dirty, bad people that Time Magazine was telling us about 2 weeks ago. I'm going to take care of them, get rid of them. See, it's a predatory economy where it implodes now. It isn't a win-win where the economy grows. That's their enemy. That's freedom. They're getting rid of that. This is the new economy. This is the new America where 4 cops are eating in a restaurant. And I watched them while I sat there for about an hour eating with my children. And they didn't talk to the waiter when the waiter came over and groveled to them and called them sir, sir, sir in fear. This country's so gone. I mean, wow, whoa. I mean, just, so pathetic. There it is. Doctors should have the right to kill unwanted or disabled babies at birth as they are not a real person, claims former Oxford academic. Yeah, that's something else. This is a new bioethics journal, calls for killing children up to age 3. Government funded. And again, I'm not even bashing the police. They were in their own world. They're so used to it, they think it's normal. They think they're royalty. Queen Elizabeth doesn't think it's abnormal people to fall down before. And the cops didn't. And then I watched when the cops got up, there was a family going out the door, and it wasn't done out of respect. It was done out of fear. They waited. And the 3 cops went in front of the family, and the 1 cop in the at the end felt embarrassed and turned and went, no, no, you go. See? In that little act of being humble is the hope of our civilization. The 1 cop, when the family sit there with fear up against the wall, good-looking family, the 3 cops, well, yeah, we're God, walk by, and the one at the end looked at him, and there was this moment, and you could tell he saw the fear, and he smiled at him and waved him forward. I mean, that's how land of the free, home of the brave, where you see cops in a restaurant walking across the thing 10, 15 feet behind you, and you're so scared of them. You're so scared of them that you stand up against the wall. That's what the TSA and all of this is about. Well, not me. If there was some new continent and it didn't even have electricity, I would go there now. If it was promised that the globalists wouldn't invade it, wouldn't be messed with it, if I had to go hand dig wells and I had to go live in the middle of the desert, I would leave. I will tell you now. But here's the deal. There is nowhere to go, nowhere to run. And let me tell you, you want to know why we've gotten to this point? You got to look in the mirror. Here's the toll-free number to join us. Going to give the number out now. First-time callers, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air, 800-259-9231. You know, I was reading, it's not just 2 big pharma companies, there's actually 3 who've just been caught and are paying less than 10% of the money they made to the government. So it's really a license to kill for knowingly killing people with vaccines they knew were going to kill them, and they knew actually gave them the measles and other pathogens, where big companies knew drugs were killing people and put it on the market. They know. You see, instead of saying, oh, don't give it to a pregnant woman, as they've done for 60, 70 years with vaccines, knowing it causes an autoimmune response and can either brain damage the children or cause a miscarriage, instead they just 3.5 years ago started saying, pregnant women especially, no danger. And had it taken off the inserts, I mean, wow, man. I mean, that is cold-blooded. When you got a happy 6-month pregnant woman, And the dad's excited, and they're buying, you know, stuff, getting the crib ready, and then you have a horrible miscarriage, and these people just lick it up like a dog eating vomit. My guts are torn out by this, because I understand, ladies and gentlemen, they are hurting innocents everywhere. There are hospital beds of soft-killed children, paralyzed, in horrible pain, with bed sores all over them, just later to be given hospice and to be killed. That's what India does, because they're so poor. Because the UN came and gave them the vaccine last year. Now, the 47 plus thousand, thousands and thousands and thousands have died. Thousands more are dying. And they're over there right now. Nobody's helping them. They're in open air with bugs crawling on them. If they haven't been euthanized yet, if they can hold on. If they haven't been given opium yet till they die at the hospice. And it's just funny to America. America, the average American listening probably thinks this is cute. I've talked to them. It's fun. It's neat. Well, it's all going to happen to us. You need to understand that. And I shake with the judgment this country's coming under. Even if you're a nihilist and don't believe in God, you need to know when you let this type of stuff go on, it's going to come back on you. And they've announced the new executive order, as I told you years ago, because they'd already had other executive orders, and I could see the federal regulations, that they're going to be able to take over all communications, radio, TV, internet, cell phones, and that they're going to start testing it more and more with government announcements. In fact, it's already begun. And they say it's a selective kill switch. They're already testing it. It's just armored pillboxes, hundreds of millions of rounds, hollow points for us, checkpoints, SWAT teams everywhere, taking our money and arming to the teeth against us, drones, armored vehicles, tanks, citizen spy forces, the cable man, the telephone person, the maid service, everyone is trained to spy on you. When you go rent a car, they ask you 20 questions, literally more than 20, spying on you. Hotels, everybody's a secret agent. Everybody knows how to watch each other, but the crook foreign banks that took over. Nobody's watching the government. Oh, it's totally secret behind national security. See, things are backwards. Government's supposed to be transparent, and then we're supposed to be secret. Because we're individuals, and we don't have the power of the mega state. So we're supposed to have the secrecy. They're supposed to have none of it. I've got a lot of economic news that we're going to get to after our guest leaves us and after calls. Google, of course, it came out months ago, what we told you years ago. For the NSA is driving around in vehicles, grabbing your wireless transmissions, and cracking codes and downloading your computer, and ignoring privacy settings and going through and downloading the contents of your computer, loading Trojans on your computer, and watching you and listening to you with AI computers that go to the National Security Agency. Google is the NSA. And that's the Daily Mail. Google fined $25.5 million for ignoring customer privacy settings, the largest penalty ever imposed by U.S. Federal Trade Commission. That'd be like if I got caught robbing a bank for $20 million and the police pull up and I go out and give them $5,000. That's about the equivalent. But the average person hears that, but I think, oh, well, that's a lot of money. What's Google's stock worth? 500 and something billion? I mean, I forget last time I checked. Oh, GlaxoSmithKline killed tens of thousands of people knowingly? Little kids, oh, this is the one with my asthma, and you die? Or you got to go to the emergency room? Hey, big deal, it's just a dead kid. Hey, Homeland Security's there to keep us safe, folks. We're going to be going over all that today. We've got a lot of other important news as well. I've also got a strange mystery that I'm going to cover in the third hour briefly if something bad doesn't happen to the Admiral, as they say. But I want the crew to remind me to cover that. There are tombstones falling on children and killing them. And when I saw this weekend, and I wasn't on yesterday, when I saw this Sunday night, I said, didn't that just happen? And I went and looked it up and found more than one other case in the last few months. Falling tombstone in Utah smacks into four-year-old boy killing. And that happened this weekend. Associated Press was a six-foot tombstone. The family was visiting the graves. Well, wasn't visiting the gravesite. Just decided to visit the cemetery. Didn't have anybody buried there. Here's another one. 4-year-old crushed to death by tombstone while playing in cemetery. That happened in North Carolina in June 10th, last month. I'm going to say a cult needs to be investigated, connections between these two groups of people, and because statistically that's what this is. Because they haven't had incidences like this before. And in 1 month, it happens to small children in the U.S. at cemeteries, to small children. I think this stinks. But, you know, that's called being a conspiracy theorist. If you actually know when something is so implausible, what is plausible? I know. I know what's plausible. My gut tells me what this is. You know what's wrong with having a gut like mine? It's never wrong. The only problem is I don't follow my gut. And a lot of you got a good gut. It's called your spirit. Call it our gut. You don't follow yours either. What's your gut tell you about this government? Just a bunch of out-of-control idiots? No. They're premeditated. Death. Your gut tells you danger. Will Robertson, danger. We'll be right back with your phone call. Stay with us. Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm not going to belabor this because I want to go to your phone calls, but Ernest Borgnine was a listener of this radio show, but did not want to come on the show. And it was about 5 years ago I talked to Ernest Borgnine. It was just an interesting factoid that when he was 90 years old or 91 years old, died at 95, Sunday night, I guess, that he was aware of the New World Order and a pretty smart guy. There's a lot of other famous people. You know, he never said, hey, don't talk about us talking on air. I just didn't want to go on air and say, I just talked to Ernest Borgnine, because it would sound so ridiculous. But, you know, it's look at how many other interesting famous people we've had on the show, from Charlton Heston to you name it, Charlie Sheen. The list just goes on and on. And again, it's not bragging, hey, I know famous people. It's saying, look, Freedom is popular. There's a lot of interesting people that are aware of what's going on in the world. Of course, we've heard Ed Asner on the show many times, but he's aware of the New World Order. His fix for it is not what my fix would be, but he certainly is a good guy at heart. But Ernest Borgnine, it's funny, I was thinking about him a couple weeks ago, and I thought, I ought to dig that number out. I ought to try to get a hold of him. And get him on the show. He is so cool. I mean, he's like 95 and still alive. And I must have been thinking about him because he must have been sick or something. But it's the same thing with Kurt Vonnegut. I got sent some of his art, told he was a listener, got in touch with him. He's like, I'm too old. No, I'm not giving any more speeches. I'm going to give one more speech and I'm done. And he gave one more speech at university and was dead a year later. But that would have been cool. Harry Dean Stanton, I've gotten to know him. Well, in fact, when I met him at Jesse Ventura's birthday party, he's like, I know you, you're Alex Jones, I like what you're doing. And then you want to be cool and then not try to get him on the show. You know, he's in Red Dawn, Alien, everything else you can imagine. It's not just that he's a movie star, it's that he's iconic. And he's really old. He's one of the old guild movie stars, which is just, I mean, I could care less about, say, meeting Madonna. I could care less about meeting Justin Timberlake, and I'm not even saying he's not a good actor. I saw him in some movie called Out of Time that I thought was pretty good. It's just, there's something about, you know, there's certain people, it's my love of humanity. That's why it's okay to like Hollywood stars and people at a certain level, because it's about liking humanity. It's about realizing we're made in the image of the Creator. There's a lot of interesting souls out there, because the globalist message is we're trash. Now, the globalists show you the image of Hollywood, though, so you think you're not like them and feel inadequate. But it's the other way around. I have had a chance to, because before I knew a lot of Hollywood people and other famous folks, there was kind of like, wow, that's that unknown country, that magic place. But getting to meet so many famous people and get to know them, many of them that have reached out to me over the years, it lost its magic, which was a good thing. You know, so many famous people say, well, once I became famous, I realized it doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean really much at all. There's some pluses. There's also some minuses. Being famous is only good if you use it to better the world, because that's the only thing that fulfills. And I'm now ranting. We're going to go to break and come back with calls and then our guest. I don't mean to get so negative, but the world is negative. If we don't admit the negative in the world, we can't defend the positive, because the positive outweighs the negative. But people tend to not fight the negative, so it takes over. Very simple equation. But the evil is coming out in the open. You notice all this stuff by Big Pharma and all the crimes and all the rest. It's just coming out. Government drug dealing, government gun running. But the government's answer is arm to the teeth and expand and go, okay, you know we're crooks now. Stick them up. Well, you know what? That isn't working. There's a giant arms race. Citizens are buying 3, 4, 5 million guns a month. This is a collision course we're on, is my point. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, or the tip of the spear. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at Infowars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require
require electricity, purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.